On Mondays, afternoon program generally likes to go travelling, and today we're going to the beautiful southern coast of Ireland, Waterford. Now, our guide is Rosamund Burton, who decided to walk the 100-mile pilgrim route called St Declan's Way. I wonder if you've ever walked St Declan's Way before. From her experiences came her just-published book, Castles, Follies and Four-Leaved Clovers, and she's with us now on the program. Hi, Rosamund.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Did you find four-leaved clovers?
I didn't, but I have to say I was standing on top of a hill with a great friend of mine, and he on some land that he just bought overlooking the Bride River near Lismore in Waterford, and he said, I'll find a four-leaf clover here. And he said, when I find a second one, I'll send it to you. He hasn't yet, so... but he finds them quite...
He did find one.
Yes, and he finds them quite a lot. And it's said that, A, you can't look for a four-leaf clover, but also that they're often found in fields where a mare has given birth to a foal. And he's actually a horse dentist. So I think that's probably why he finds them and I don't.
Oh, I was once given a four-leaf clover.
Were you?
When I was 15.
You must have had a very lucky life.
Well, unfortunately, I lost it, which is a bit sad. But let's get back to your book and St Declan's Way. I mean, why go there? What prompted you to make that journey?
Well, I think probably the main reason was that when I was 18 years old, my father got a job in Lismore, which is midway along St Declan's Way, and we moved into the east wing of Lismore Castle, and that became our home.
Wow.
It was. It was quite incredible. And it is an incredibly splendid castle, very, very large and very wonderful. It's always one of the ones, if you buy a poster of Castles of Ireland, it'll be there, featured large. And so we lived there, and I was always intrigued about the history. There was so much history around the castle, but also Lismore had been a monastic centre. And we often used to go down to the coast to a place called Ardmore, and that's where St Declan had founded his monastery. So that was another fascinating place. And we also used to go to the Rock of Cashel, which was further north. And then somebody told me about St Declan's Way, which goes from the Rock of Cashel through Lismore to Ardmore. And I thought, I really do want to walk. This sounds a very, very special thing to do.
Is it a hard walk?
No, no. And in fact, you were very sweet of you to say it was 100 miles. It was actually only 60. It's about 100 kilometres. But I did, I have to say, I probably walked about three times that amount because I did get lost rather a lot and wander off in the wrong direction.
So not well signposted.
No, not well signposted at all. And you'd go sort of probably 25 miles, no signpost. And then suddenly you'd be in a field and there'd be this very big brown metal signpost with the arrow. And you'd think, gosh, extraordinary. Why now? and also, too, I mean, I'm actually usually quite good at map reading, but I don't know what happened. I think I sort of just... I wasn't concentrating, and I thought, oh, this is so beautiful, and then I just would miss a turning or whatever.
You're listening to Rosamund Burton talking about her pilgrimage to Ireland from her book Castles, Follies and Four-Leaf Clovers on 720 ABC Perth and ABC WA. I'm Sarah Knight. The time is 18 minutes to 3. Tell us about the pilgrimage itself. Who is this St Declan, and why does he have a way?
Well, St Declan was actually a bishop in Ireland before St. Patrick came to Ireland. So we're talking the 5th century. And it's often really assumed that it was St. Patrick, because he's the national apostle, who converted everybody to Christianity. But in fact, St. Declan and some other bishops were there earlier. And in fact, probably Christianity first came to Ireland maybe 200 years earlier. But anyway, in this little bit of Ireland, it's known as the Daisha, which is sort of modern day County Waterford and South Tipperary. St Declan was converting a lot of people to Christianity, and he then went to King Angus, who lived on the Rock of Cashel in Tipperary, and he went to visit him and he said, I'd like to convert you to Christianity. And King Angus said, no, you can't, because our tribes are actually hostile to one another, but I don't mind if you convert my people. So St Declan did that. And in fact, when St Patrick came to Ireland, King Angus went to meet him and brought him back to the Rock of Cashel. And Patrick, the story is that Patrick baptised him there. He was so enthusiastic about baptising the king that he was beating his crosier up and down on the ground very, very hard. And he didn't realise that he was actually driving it into the king's foot.
Oh.
And the king, thinking that this was all part of the ceremony, was not saying anything, not even blinking, thinking, I just must endure
this pain.
Lip. Yes. Meanwhile, everybody else is thinking, gosh, I don't know that Christianity is the thing for me. So
that's what happened.
So that's St Declan's Way is really the route which is from Ardmore to Cashel, and it's got the name from St Declan.
Was this religious for you, or just a nice place to go?
It was religious, and I didn't think it would be. I was actually baptised into the Church of Ireland, which is the Protestant church in Ireland. And it was funny. I'd cycled with my cousin the Camino de Santiago, which is the pilgrim route across the north of Spain. And that's quite an incredible journey, and it's now a very, very popular pilgrim route. And I remember we always used to stop and we always used to go into the churches. And when I was walking St Declan's Way, you'd get to the town and you just were drawn to the church. And because I'd be baptised into the Church of Ireland, I was drawn initially to the Church of Ireland churches. And I'd get there, though, and 9 times out of 10, they would be closed. And so I'd never be able to get in, or they'd been changed into a scout hall, or something had happened, or they were a community hall. And then I would go into the Catholic churches, which were beautiful, and they were always open. And also there were always lots of candles there, which was lovely. But I suppose as I walked, it made me question my beliefs, because I hadn't really been a very regular churchgoer as an adult. But it also made me question spirituality and what it really was and what it meant. And when you have other influences, you know, like I've read a lot of the Buddhist books, and I've also do yoga and what I really believed in. And walking through the countryside every day on my own gave me a lot of time to think about that. And when I got to Ardmore, I think I arrived realizing that actually Christianity is about love, and that's incredibly special. And perhaps those of us who are Christian are very privileged to have this as part of our culture and as our religion. And I just saw it in a very different way. I didn't, all the things that I was thinking, oh, I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe all of the creed. You know, I let all that go and just thought, there's some very beautiful things that we can sort of ponder on every day that are Christian beliefs, and I've taken that with me since completing the walk.
So what was the bit you would do again?
Oh, the whole lot.
Would it?
Oh, definitely. Yes. I mean, it was very wet when I walked. It was the wettest. Autumn in 150 years. So it did rain an enormous amount, but it was all wonderful. And I just loved having that time, the time to walk. And when you're doing something like that, I think it's true of travel, but particularly walking, you can't go any faster, but you can't really do anything else. So you're brought very, very much into the present. And that's fantastic. And I loved seeing the trees and seeing all the flowers and noticing, you know, when I climbed up the mountain, how suddenly all the trees would change, and suddenly there'd be heather and gorse and quite different things growing. I'd definitely do it again. Many times, I think, if I had the opportunity.
Wow. Rosamund Burton, thank you very much for being part of the show.
Thanks, Sarah.
Castles, Follies and Four-Leafed Clovers is the name of Rosamund's book about her trip along St Declan's Way, which she would do, as she said, time and time again. Sounds like it was quite a spiritual journey as well. 720 ABC Perth and ABC Radio WA. Sarah Knight with you. It's 12 minutes to 3.